orc's eyes were fist-sized fissures sunk deep into his gnarled face. Rage-red pupils strained at the center of cancerous yellow sclera, glaring at Seth as though they might somehow break his hold. The chapter master of the flesh tearers tightened his grip on the orc's neck and leant closer.
You fight with bestial fury, orc.
The orc stank of stale sweat and freshly spilled blood. The stench of undigested meat hung on its breath, wafting from between the cage of broken incisors studding its gums.
But today, I will teach your kind the meaning of wrath. I will kill 1,000 of your filth breed before your blood dries on my gauntlets.
The orc rasped in defiance, its war cry ending in a strangled rattle as Seth tore its neck from its body.
For Sanguinius, for the blood, kill them all!
Seth bellowed the command to his warriors and spun around, tearing his eviscerator from the dead orc's chest, cleaving it through two more of the greenskins. The orcs came apart in a shower of gore and ruined flesh. Seth snarled, emboldened by the copper tang of their blood as it splashed across his face. He killed again, thundering his fist into an orc's skull. The greenskin's face broke with a harsh crack as its teeth spilled from its mouth. The sound of battle rang in Seth's ears like righteous chanting. Yet it was as a whisper to the hammering beat of his hearts. They pounded in his chest, louder than any bolt gun, more visceral than any death scream. They were war drums, driving his limbs to battle with all the rage his father had bestowed upon them.
I am wrath!
Beside Seth, the five members of his command squad cut into the mass of orcs with the same unrelenting ferocity. The veterans, Nathaniel and Shemal, guarded his flanks, butchering their way forward with a chain weapon in each hand. The tech marine, Metatron, and the company champion, Harahel, were at the fore of the diamond formation. At the rear of the formation, Nizrok blazed away with his bolt gun, covering his brother's advance. Nizrok growled, blasting apart an orc that was bearing down on him with a barbed cleaver.
Master Seth, to your left!
At Nizrok's warning, Seth pivoted, slicing his blade upwards to meet a powered claw intent on removing his head. His armor's servos spat and whined in protest as he struggled against the orc's bulk. A monster of sinew and aggression bolted into an oversized suit of warplate. The green skin stood head and shoulders above the chapter master. Seth growled, pitting all of his strength against the orc. Yet it was not enough. The crackling claw neared his head. Seth's heart howled in his chest like caged beasts. In his mind's eye, he stood in a sea of orc blood. He would not yield. He would rip the orc's arm from its socket, drive his fist into his chest, and pulp its wretched heart between his fingers. He would kill it, murder it. He would... A status icon chimed on Seth's retinal display. They had reached the designated coordinates. The interruption tore the chapter master back to his senses. Seth eased his resistance, dropping his weight, letting the claw carry his blade low before slipping forward and tearing his weapon through the orc's thigh. The greenskin roared in pain and slumped forwards. Seth allowed it no quarter, turning as he rose to drive his blade down through its back. The greenskin convulsed, spasming as the teeth of the eviscerator churned its organs to bloody offal.
Xenos, filth, be still!
Seth snarled, bringing his armored boot down to crush the orc's skull. The chapter master opened a company-wide channel and addressed his warriors.
Brothers, the Steel Legion regiments garrisoning the defense lines around the Hive have been scattered. We will buy them the time needed to rally.
Seth tore the power cell from his eviscerator and slammed a fresh one into place.
Master Seth!
Nizrok gestured to the five golden figures descending towards them. Seth finished hacking apart the orc he was dueling with and shot a glance skyward.
Sanguinary guard.
framed by wings of the purest white, they were clad in armor of polished gold. They wore ornate helms, glistening faceplates wrought into sneering smiles. The Blood Angels. First among the sons of Sanguinius, only they were arrogant enough to hide their rage behind a mask of gold and brass. Seth snarled. Beauty on the outside did not remove the beast within.
What do Dante's dogs want?
Harahel didn't bother using a closed vox channel.
Nothing good, brother.
The sanguinary guard landed amidst a hail of bolter fire. The unexpected ferocity of the Blood Angel's attack momentarily stalled the orc advance as their explosive rounds blew off limbs and pulped torsos.
Master Seth, I am Brother Anashiel, first sanguinary guard of the 7th cohort of angels.
There is no glory to be found here, cousin. Why have you come?
I am here to extract you and your squad.
Extract?
Yes. Brother Captain Tycho wishes you to come with us.
Our mission here is not complete.
This mission is folly. You cannot hold back the Greenskins without more support.
Then have Tycho send some.
Anashiel grasped Seth's pauldron as the flesh tearer made to turn from him.
You must come now. More orc craft are inbound to this location. We cannot delay any longer.
If you lay your hand on me again, I will cut it from you.
With respect. There is more at stake here than you realize.
There is plenty at stake here. Now, if we leave the guard to fight alone, they will die.
Perhaps.
Do not patronize me, Blood Angel.
This is no longer your fight.
Until the Emperor rises from his throne, I and I alone decide where we fight.
You would serve your own bloodlust over the needs of the Imperium?
Be careful, cousin. You did not bring enough warriors to test me.
Anashiel thrust a mag-ascender cable towards Seth.
Uphold your duty and do as Tycho commands.
The blood of those we leave to die is on your hands, Angel.
Save your piety. My humor is too ill to indulge your hypocrisy.
Seth's muscles tensed until they pressed at the limits of his armor. His jaw twitched as he imagined ripping his teeth through Anashiel's flesh. The growling of his eviscerator was like a terrible siren, his blade demanding he cleave the Blood Angel in half. Seth roared and threw himself into a press of orcs, hacking, cutting, tearing until every greenskin within reach had been reduced to blooded mulch. Seth tightened his grip on his weapon, crushing what remained of his rage between gauntlet and haft, and turned back to Anashiel.
Another time, Blood Angel.
Seth snatched the mag ascender from Anashiel.
To me, brothers! We are leaving!
Captain Iago sank to his knees as he watched the Space Marine gunship shrink into the distance. The Emperor had deserted him, left him to die in the dirt. Around him, his men died in short order, butchered by the orcs as they overran their position. Iago pulled off his respirator and let his head drop back onto his shoulders. Without his protection, the toxic atmosphere would kill him in minutes. He smiled. He doubted he had that long.
Emperor! Why?
Staring up at the sheet metal gray of the sky, Iago had time to shed a single tear before an orc blade tore through his back and ended his life.